Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast, to our Consistency 365 series. Today, I wanted to share with you something that helped me a ton. And it wasn't so much related to consistency, but I will use it around consistency moving forward. It just came to me in another way, and I'll tell you how. I am supposed to be on a business trip right now. And I was going back and forth on whether or not to go. At first, I was struggling to make the decision because I've never left the kids. And at that time, I was talking to one of the women in my mastermind about it. And we were paired up talking about something that was on our minds. And for me, it was that. I said, I've not left my kids, but I want to go on this trip. And it's not within the realm of possibility for them to go with me this time. And after sharing with her my feelings about it, she said, you know, of course, it's all valid and your feelings make a lot of sense. But she said, ultimately, you just have to pick and then commit to that choice. Because what's most exhausting and also unnecessary is the back and forth. Well, if I don't go, then this. And if I do go, then this. And I don't want to because of this. And I do want to because of this. And that is just a huge drain on your energy and not very valuable. Because once you have those thoughts a single time, you understand them. You don't need to keep going back through and playing through all the scenarios over and over. She said there's downsides and upsides to both, and you need to pick one and commit to it and end the back and forth. And I thought that was so valuable, and it made me think of all the times that we relitigate choices in our mind. Like, I know I said I was going to work out, but, you know, I could also do it tomorrow. Today I'm really tired. Or I said I was going to eat this way, but I've been really good. And should I have this thing? Should I not have this thing? And it's exhausting. But it's also completely unnecessary, and it's not a pattern that aligns with consistency. Going back and forth and the pros and the cons and the should I or shouldn't I and negotiating with yourself, rationalizing, justifying, those are not patterns that align with consistency, yet they are patterns that most of us have in our lives. When you have decided, you have decided. You do not need to spend hours or days or weeks or decades. Should I? Shouldn't I? I know I said I would. When you make the decision, practice being decisive, practice committing and knowing that when you decide, it is a commitment. And even if your feelings change, you're not going to reopen that issue for negotiation. Practice the commitment. Make a decision and go with it. We'll see you tomorrow.